Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we come to you, humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand, just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other than worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. Be on top of the ground, ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this day and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Now, precious Father, as we decrease, as the Spirit of the Lord in us increase, use us, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all technical difficulties. Anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forward. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. If everybody with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 12. Proverbs 14:12. It says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. In the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 11. It says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Matthew 10, 26. Fear not, not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. This is the word of God. For the people of God, may the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as we get ready to bring forward the word of God, we thank him for another opportunity to come before you through the use of the internet in order to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about you cannot outrun God. So why try? You cannot outrun God. So why try? Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord of Lords. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, many are guilty of trying to outrun God and trying to work out their own plan instead of God's plan. Yes, again, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. You see, child of God, it is impossible to outrun God, and it is foolish to try. But beloved, God is so faithful, he will continue to woo you even when you refuse his advance. We, like sheep, are prone to wander. That's why we look on to Jesus as being the chief shepherd. And we as his children are like sheep that are prone, excuse me, to wander here and there. But thank God that he knows us and knows what is best for us. And despite our running, God's purpose cannot be derailed. His purpose for our life, we may stray for a while, but God has a way to bring us back in line with his will for our lives. Yes, believers in Christ, there is no running from God. Physically, there is no place that we can go where God cannot see, where he cannot see us. And there are no thoughts or feelings that we can hide from the all-seeing eyes of God. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is a God of the heart. Even though he sits high, he looks low. He knows it all by name, the very hairs on our head. So we are grateful tonight for a God that is concerned, a God that cares for us. That's why the word says to cast all of our cares upon him. For he careth, he cannot outrun God. So why try? You see, God's character does not allow it. God is omnipotent, all-knowing, as well as omnipresent, everywhere, present at the same time. You see, these two attributes makes it impossible for anyone to hide or to run from God. You cannot outrun him because God knows all and he sees all. Here in the book of Matthew 10, verse 26, it says, Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing that shall not be revealed, and hid, and hid, that shall not be known. You see, child of God, when you try to hide from God's purpose in your life, you do one of three things. You escape into the past, or you escape into the future, or you detach yourself and try to hide. Beloved, you cannot outrun God. Here in the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3, it says, now the word of the Lord came unto John, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But the scripture says, But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa. And he found the ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Here in the scriptures, we see that the man of God, a prophet named Jonah, he decided to do things his way, the Burger King way, when God was instructing him to do it, to follow the assignment, divine assignment that God had given him, to do it God's way. Well, a man of God decided to go in the opposite direction that he was commanded to go in. God gave him specific instruction. He said, arise. In other words, get up, do it quick. Your marching orders have been given. Go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. God is a good God. He loves people. He loves his creation. We may be caught up in sin. God despises the sin, but he loves the sinner. He despises our wrongdoing, but he won't give up on us. He'll deal with us all the way from the cradle, all the way to the grave. He will gently and consistently try to get our attention, to bring us back in right fellowship with him. The Bible says, but Jonah, the man of God, the prophet, he rose up to flee. In other words, he rose up to run from the presence of the Lord. And he decided, Jonah did, he decided to go down to Joppa in the opposite direction from Nineveh. And so he found the ship. One thing about it, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if you want to do something bad enough, you'll find a way, whether the right way or the wrong way. You will decide on which way to go. Bible says he found the ship gone to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. In other words, divinely, he was a runaway. Divinely, he went on. And he despised what God had said. He decided to take matters into his own hand. And he decided to go the opposite way of where God had instructed him to go. Yes, my brothers and sisters, you cannot outrun God, the God of the universe, the God of all creation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand. So people of God, Jonah is a person here in the scriptures who did not believe that God had his best interest in mind. Sometimes we want to do things so bad and despise the counseling that we receive, despise the instruction that we're given. If we want it that bad, we would disobey God and God's instruction and try to do things our way. Well, because the word of the Lord came to Jonah, God himself spoke to him. You see, when God gave Jonah the assignment to go to Nineveh, he revealed to Jonah the purpose. And it was shattered, was to shatter the bondage of wickedness in that city. Notice when Jonah heard God's voice, he ran away. He did everything that he could to hide from God's call. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of a verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hawking than the fed of rams. Here we see, because of Jonah, disobedient to God's call. In Jonah 1, verse 4, it says, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. The sailors cast lots in an attempt to find out who was responsible for the storm. And when the lot fell to Jonah, they asked him who was responsible and what should they do. Jonah knew the tragedy, the consequences that was happening was because of him, because of Jonah running from the call, from his divine assignment to go and warn Nineveh of the destruction that was coming, for them to repent of their sin and to get right with God, from the greatest to the least. It was an important assignment. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when God gives us a work to do, we sometimes take it lightly instead of saying, yes, Lord, and go and do it quick and in a hurry, especially when people's lives is dependent upon your obedience. Here, because of Jonah's disobedience, he didn't only put himself in jeopardy, but he put those around him in jeopardy also. So because of the consequences that followed, Jonah was in trouble. The mariners, those on the boat, was in trouble also because of Jonah's disobedience. The consequences impacted negatively upon the crew that was in the ship, upon the ship that Jonah went down to the bottom of the side, in the sides of the ship. He laid down and fell asleep. Here, Jonah said to them, I'm the corporate. I'm the one for all that is happening. I'm the one that is running from Almighty God. I'm the one that is in disobedience to what God have asked me to do. So Jonah said to those that was on the ship, riding out the storm with him, he said, pick me up and throw me into the sea, and it will become calm. You see, it's a bad place to be of knowing that you are in disobedience to what God has commanded you to do, to what God has assigned you to do. It was Jonah's ministry, Jonah's marching orders that was given to him. And he alone was to go to Nineveh and cry out, stand in the gap for that city that was in sin, great in wickedness. And God handpicked him, and he decided to go the opposite direction. God is so merciful. God is a God of love. He's a patient God. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of grace. Because of God's unmerited favor, Jonah was spared, and also those on the ship. Jonah admitted, he said, I know that it is my fault that this great storm have come upon you all. People of God, Jonah's choice to go against God's will has caused consequences, not just for Jonah, but also for everyone on the boat. You cannot outrun God. So why try? Beloved, our world as we know it in 2022, our world has given us many reasons to run away and hide. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which it continues to rage in America, as well as other parts of the world, many precautions are valid, and should be followed. However, we must ask ourselves, if we are using COVID-19 or any other excuse to run away from obeying God's purpose for our lives. See, the Bible says, hallelujah, for us not to forsake the assembly of ourselves together, so we may encourage and exhort one another in the things of God. However, my brothers and sisters in Christ, are we using excuses not to return to the house of God, to return to God despite the circumstances and the situation that we find ourselves in? You see, when we, like Jonah, choose to ignore God and God's command, there are ripped effects that take place, not only in our lives, but also in those around us. Our disobedience of God will affect everyone. Jonah tried to escape by detaching himself from God and God's instruction and getting as far away from Nineveh as possible. But God has a way. When we give up on God, God don't give up on us. Child of God, you can't. You can't run from God and expect positive results. You can't run from God or try to outrun him in order to have a positive effect upon your life as well as others that depend on you, that is around you. Hear the people in the boat that was with Jonah going to Joppa on the Tarshish in the opposite direction where Jonah was called to go to Nineveh to cry out against that great city. Believers in Christ, yes, we serve a God who is a God of chances, second chances, third chances, who really, truly is long-suffering towards us all. See, the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us for, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, God's desire is that every man, woman, boy or girl come to the place of repenting of their sin, coming to a place of giving their life to Christ, looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith, the one who is the bridge between God and man, the one who shed his blood for the remission of our sins, the one that is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, he's Lord of lords and King of kings. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at Jonah, who was a chosen man by God, a prophet, but not perfect. He did not want to go to Nineveh. He thought that they were not worth his time. So he felt that they deserved the wrath of God for all their wicked ways. Well, it's not our place.
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus, love me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus. Love me, for the Bible
on the wall. His love picks me up every time I fall. He loves me.
He loves me.
He loves me.
He loves me.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day, this night, and forevermore. Has God loved us? Jesus loved us. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says so. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hey, Apostle, I just wanted to do a special shout out. We have callers today. We have Mother Ethel Howard and Sister Gerald Kilgore from the DFW area. They are personal friends of mine, and I just want to thank them for listening in and continuing to pray for us and support us as we do our broadcast weekly.
Amen, amen, amen. But we just thank God. Prophetess Lisa, amen. We just thank God for them. Well, I just pray a special blessing upon them and their family. Whatever you believe in God for, amen, if it's in line with His will. Amen. We just come in complete agreement with you all. Amen. That God will just intervene. And when He sees fit, amen, in 2022 to come through in your behalf, God bless you. Hallelujah. We needed a word of encouragement. We just thank you and continue to just to keep on praying for us. Hallelujah. And embracing the message. And we just hope and pray that something that is said that will bring encouragement and exhortation in your life.
Thank you. We love you.
God bless. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Tebow. Praise the Lord. Again, tonight we are talking about you cannot outrun God. Hallelujah. Because God is a God that is an awesome God. He's a God that is willing, able, ready, and willing to meet our each and every need. So we thank God tonight. Amen. We thank Him because He is awesome. He is an awesome God. He is a mighty God. He is a God that is able, willing, and ready. Because God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him. Again, we are talking about you cannot outrun God. Hallelujah. When God has an assignment, a divine assignment on your life, I would just encourage you to go on and do what He has assigned you to do. Amen. Don't depend on somebody else because the assignment was given to you. And here we see Jonah, a man of God, hallelujah, a prophet, a man of God that took it upon himself to go in the opposite direction of the instruction that was given. And a lot of times, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God will not bless disobedient. Oh, no, he won't, because God is a just God. Sure, he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But when God specifically handpicked you, hallelujah, to do an assignment that has been tailor-made, designed for you to do, and when you don't do it, hallelujah, you fall into disobedience. And disobedience will bring forth negative results in your life, as well as the others that have been attached to the instruction that God has given. Here, the man of God, God has instructed him to go and cry out for that city named Nineveh, that their wickedness have been brought up before the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we, as born-again believers, as followers of Christ, must understand that we are not a common man or a common woman. No, we're supposed to be a man and woman of God that has been anointed by God, that have been filled with his Holy Spirit. And we're supposed to be people of compassion, of love, of mercy, just like God is. Amen. We always have to remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, where you was at one time before coming to Christ. You was tore up from the floor up. You was in a place of, hallelujah, where you was a sinner man and a sinner woman. But God seemed fit, and he allowed someone to cross our path, and we came to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, the Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall save. Child of God, when you, as a follower of Christ, when you neglect a call from God in your life, a divine call, it not only causes consequences for you personally, but as well for others that has and is looking upon your life and expecting to be attached to what God have called you to do. Yes, when you obey God, it can bring tragedy, not only in your life, but in the people's lives that is around you. So people of God, the God of the universe, notice in the scriptures that I shared concerning John, notice that the man's evil report, and God knows man's evil report. He knows about the city of Nineveh. God knows all, and he sees all. So, beloved, God grieves over everyone who believes that he or she, that her or him, sinful way will profit. Oh, no, it won't. Because God hates sin, but he loves the sinner. Here we see in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 25. It says, for ye were as sheep gone astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul. People of God, there is no fear that you can suppress. There is no anxiety that you can hide. There is no sin that you can pretend that doesn't exist, or feelings of loneliness, sadness, or frustration that you can bury deeply enough for God to not see. Yes, child of God, your life to God, it is as an open book before him. And the deepest part of your soul is laid bare in front of God. Beloved, we cannot hide from God. So why try? Because God's love does not allow it. You see, God loves his children. He loves his child. And he is intimately aware of all that is going on in his or her life so that he can comfort when comfort is needed. God can heal when there is brokenness. God can save when you cry out to him. And he can correct you when you want to go your own way. Yes, beloved. Again tonight, we're all talking about you cannot outrun God in his instruction. His personal report given to you. So why try? Beloved, God sees all things. And he judges all things. Yet God cannot ignore any wrongdoing or turn a blind eye to even the smallest indiscretion. God's holiness demands perfection. And a part of his perfection is that justice is perfectly distributed. Child of God, when we as his children been drafted in into the beloved family of God, we became part of Abraham's seed. We became part of the family of God. So we cannot outrun. We cannot outrun the hounds of heaven, God's Holy Spirit, and his presence are always at whatever place you may go. That's why we can't do what we used to do before Christ. We can't go in places that's not right, not suitable for us to be in. As children of the Most High God, we're supposed to be different. We're in the world, but we're not of it. We are pilgrims that's passing through. So, beloved, God sees you like nobody else can see. God knows where you go. He knows your heart. He knows their motives before you even think it. Here we see in the book of Psalms 139, verse 7 and 8. Whither can I go? From thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee? From thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Where can I go? Brothers and sisters in Christ, the God that we serve, he's awesome. He's all-knowing. And he's all-seeing. So, child of God, you cannot escape the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of all creation, because he will pursue you wherever you are, because the presence of God is everywhere, and he sees all things in all places. We cannot outrun God, outrun the house of him. Beloved, God's Holy Spirit and his presence are already in wherever place you may go. People of God, so often God is repeatedly calling us in 2022. He's calling us into action And just like Jonah, we sometimes disregard his voice. For most of us, it will take more than two times or three before we respond to the Lord's plea. You cannot run from God, from his presence. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, sometimes God asks us to do things that we do not want to do. We have to remember that we're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. We belong to God. Yes, we do. So, beloved, right now, in the year of 2022, God requires us to do things, to do something totally outside of our comfort zone. All he asks is for us to take a leap of faith tonight. So submit to God's will and just do what he says for you to do. People of God, you cannot escape God's will. There is nowhere on earth that is void from the presence of God. Bible says in the book of Jeremiah 23, verse 23 and 24, am I a God at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, says God? Behold, what we say about the presence of God is also true about the will of God. You cannot escape God's will. You see, God is almighty, and he's all powerful. His will is present. It's perfect and supreme above all others. Jonah is not the only Bible character that God had to deal with. For an example, when we look at Moses, the leader of the Jewish people, before Moses was the bold leader of the nation of Israel, Moses was a meek man. He was scared in a land that he did not know. Moses was a shepherd. He became a fugitive. And as a man who already laid his roots in a new land, God told Moses that he have chosen him to lead his people out of captivity in Egypt. Moses, on the backside of a mountain, seen a burning bush. It was burning, but it did not consume itself. So Moses started walking. And when he came to the burning bush, a voice spoke, take off your sandals, for where you are standing is holy ground. Moses was given instruction by God. Moses, however, threw out every excuse in the book in an attempt to not have to do what God was commanded of him to do. Moses asked, who am I to go before Pharaoh? God said, not man, but God said, I will be with you. Bible says in Hebrew 13 verse 5, the B clause of the verse, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Moses asked. He asked God, he said, who shall I say sent me? God said, I am that I am. Moses again asked, suppose they will not believe me. God said, I will give you a sign, Moses. Say to them, I am that I am. I'll give to you. What is that you have in your hand? He said, a rod. He said, drop it down and it turned into a serpent. He said, pick it up and turn back into a shepherd's staff. Moses said to God, I'm not an eloquent speaker. God said, that is fine. I will send with you Aaron. God had answer for any excuse that Moses gave. We, like Moses, when God calls us to do a particular assignment, we look for all excuses there is to try to get out of the assignment that he has designed and instructed for us to do. So, beloved, Jonah was not the only one to learn about submission to God, to God's will. After all, Moses had all of his excuses shut down by the Lord. He really had no choice but to submit to God's will. And we, like Moses, like Jonah, in 2022, have no excuses that will change God's mind concerning the assignment on our life. See, Moses got over his meekness. He got over his anxiety about public speaking. He got over his fear of rejection. And he went on and followed God's instruction. And he became a great leader for the nation of Israel. Moses led God's people out of Egypt onto the land only after he submitted himself to the will of God. Moses led them to the promised land, but he entered not in because of his disobedience, for striking the rock instead of speaking to it. Yes, Joshua was raised up by God to lead the nation of Israel into the promised land. You cannot outrun. You cannot run from God. So why try? People of God, another example, when we look at Jesus, Jesus, the Son of the living God, Jesus, who was 100% God and 100% man, he demonstrated the same kind of submission as we as human beings must submit to God's assignment, our marching orders that is given to us. Remember, Jesus knew that his sacrifice would be for the good of all mankind. But Jesus still did not want to go through it. The human side, his humanity, didn't want to die. But Jesus did not want to go through the mocking or the suffering for us, all mankind. But Jesus did not want to go through the terrible death that he must suffer. But yet and still, in the end, Jesus submitted himself to the will. What matters most to Jesus was not that he did not want to suffer, but what matters the most was that God's will needed to be done. So people of God, obey God's plan, no matter what, because God knows best for each and every one that he have called. The time is this. We just hope and pray that something that was said here tonight that will bring encouragement to your soul and help you to go on further in the things of God from this day forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We pray that you have gleaned some information that you can use in your daily life, as well as share with someone else. If so, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your friends and family and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you. Should you have topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I-B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray. Or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. Again, join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m., 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Know that God loves you, and so do we, and we're praying for you. We love you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.